I'd like to focus today on the doctrine of the Trinity, what we just sang, that we may make a sincere confession of our faith. And I know the word doctrine can be a little off-putting, but it just means teaching. I spend a lot of my life teaching students, teaching relevance. And I'd like to look at the Trinity today as a teaching with power. I think most teachers out there, right, would say they actually teach in order to have an impact, or they teach for real-life applications or for purpose. And that's a good way to focus on the Trinity. And I guess if we remember nothing else about the Trinity, we can always remember how God sees us, right, through the cross of Jesus Christ, forgiven in Him. And when someone asks us about our faith, we use relational talk about God, because God loves us as a Father, as a Son, as a Holy Spirit, and sees us through the mercy of the cross of Jesus. That's keeping it simple, but down through the centuries, Christians have thought a lot about what the Trinity is. And today is one Sunday in the church year where we actually focus on a teaching, not just an event, the teaching of the Trinity. The teaching of the Trinity is revealed all throughout the Bible, right there in the very beginning. God, through the Spirit, hovers over the waters, and God speaks His Word, which is identified as Jesus. God the Father, Spirit, the Son, create the world. And if we're not reading the Bible correctly or seeing it, we're going to miss the Trinity. The Trinity is found in Scripture for us to receive. And teaching of the Trinity, or doctrine, from the very beginning of creation meant power. God's Word created. God's Word gave power. And that's a good way to focus on the Trinity. This doctrine is powerful. God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is God-breathed, we say, or inspired. It's full of power.
牧师提到这个星期，这个weekend，是我们亡军纪念日，所以在这里多谢我们曾经当兵或者退伍的军人，是为我们可以得到自由。 为这个国家的贡献的，当然是特别多谢我们教堂里面都有很多位是曾经做过军人的啦，或者甚至现在呢，还是从事军人工作的，我们好感谢神，好多谢他们。而今日呢，我们也都是庆祝，并且以基督教的三位一体这个教义为中心，我们相信三位一体的独一上帝，圣父、圣子和圣灵。 三位一体是基督徒谈论和思考神的方式。教义这个字的意思是教导，而且真正可靠的教导只是能够在神的话语在圣经里面找得到。三位一体的教导或者教义是圣经里面所启示的。如果没有圣经，基督教的三位一体教义是没有办法被人去接受或者真正去理解的。 如果我们不留意圣经神的话语，我们就很容易会错过了或者误解了三位一体的意思。三位一体或者神是边个，我们只能够在圣经里面真正的明白到。圣父、圣子和圣灵只能够在神的话语里面是得到知识和清楚理解。教导或者教义的意思呢，是意味着力量。圣经话福音耶稣的好消息。
We see this power of God in God's Word with the teaching of divine inspiration or inspiration. God's Holy Word, the Bible, is inspired, we believe, or literally to breathe into. The power of God's Word comes from God Himself. The word inspire means to breathe life into, and the Holy Spirit breathes life into us through God's word, the Bible.
神的话语，圣经是神所默示，或者是受到神所启发的。神的话语的力量呢，是来自神。启发这个字的意思呢，是注入去生命。圣经透过神的话语，将生命
Could add one part.
So just like I can't live without air or breath, we can't live without the breath of the Spirit coming through the Bible.
牧师话，即系等于我哋生存系冇可能冇空气嘅。 所以我们在灵性上面是不可能是得到生命，如果没有神的话语或者神的圣灵在圣经里面给到我们。
An example of this, as we need God's breath in the Bible, is if I just stop breathing. It's crazy, of course. If I stop breathing, we die. And the same is true of the Bible, right? We die spiritually if we're not there receiving the breath of the Holy Spirit from the Bible.
即係好似喺靈性上面，牧師話嘅，就好似我哋如果喺靈性上面冇接受聖靈嘅注入我哋嘅生命，我哋喺靈性上面咧，亦都係死去。
So the first thing actually that God says in the Bible, the first thing God says when He breathes out life is, "Let there be light." That's the first word of God. And light can refer to understanding or to be made known. For example, at least in English, if I understand something, I say, "Oh, I see." God says, "Let there be light," so that we could see and understand God. God who makes us, God who loves us, God who's with us. So that we can acknowledge God and receive power from God in our life.
就好似牧师提到喺上帝喺圣经里边讲嘅第一句说话咧，就系要有光。光可以指理解，即系明白啦，同埋清楚理解啦。明白到啲事情系乜嘢嘅原因啦，咩点样系意味啲乜嘢啦。好似牧师话，好多时当我哋明白一啲嘢嘅时候，理解到啲嘅时候，我哋就会话 ：Oh, I see， 即系话我睇到啦，我明啦咁样。咁上帝呢话要有光，係等我哋能够了解睇到创造并且爱我哋嘅上帝係边个，係咁样等我哋可以睇到并接受上帝喺世界上面同埋我哋生命里面所有嘅力量。
From the very beginning of creation, from God's first word, He wants to be understood by us. He wants to be acknowledged. That in all of our ways, we would acknowledge God. And lean not on our own understanding and let God direct our path. We need God's word to understand who God is. And this is the Trinity. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
在创造之初的时候呢，上帝就希望并且是渴望被人所理解的。在我们所有的方式上面，我们都会去承认上帝，不是依靠我们自己的理解，而是我们需要神的话语，让我们明白到、看到和理解到神究竟是谁。他是三位一体、独一的真神，圣父、圣子和圣灵。
So for many years, I've done a lot of teaching. And when I teach a Christian, response to the biblical doctrine or the Trinity is usually this. So I teach the Trinity, and this is the response I often get.Oh, yeah. I got that. Yeah, Trinity, no problem. One God, three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay. When Christians respond this way, it shows I don't think we really get the Trinity. The tendency is to either ignore the Trinity as something we don't understand. That's another response. So it's all mystery. Or to say, oh, yeah, one God, three persons, as if to check a box.Or to catalog it under things we teach at church. At least this has been my experience in teaching what the Bible says about the Trinity, to make this only about understanding and not about application or acknowledging this in our daily lives.
咁牧师提到咧，佢咁多年嚟咧系教喺教义方面系教导咗好多人关于三位一体嘅意思，系希望人哋明白到、理解到系乜嘢嘅意思。咁牧师话喺佢经验里面咧，好多时咧，佢啲学生咧都话：我得啦，我知啦，三位一体啊嘛，圣父、圣子、圣灵得啦，我明噶啦咁样。但牧师话，当啲人咁样答佢嘅时候咧，佢就知道其实佢哋一啲都唔明，因为佢哋以为话：我 check 咗啦，知啦，圣父、圣子、圣灵啊嘛，好似摆落一个盒度，我明噶啦咁样。牧师话其实即是话佢哋系唔明嘅，因为佢哋一系咧就完全误解咗圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体嘅意思，以为话。 我明白了，三位一体嘛，在个盒度装埋一起 check 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 搞掂啦咁样。而不明白到不是说我知道摆落个盒度咁样 check 咗三位一体咁样。而是要真的在去是用在我们的生活上面去帮助我们真的去理解怎样去应用在我们生命方面。
It's true, right? I tell students when I teach this, we can't really understand the Trinity. I mean, if we totally get it, God is mystery, right? We would then, not understand that mystery, can't understand that mystery. God's ways, it says in the Bible, are not our ways. His understanding surpasses us. But why would we want to check the box of the Trinity and say, I get it though, and move on? Why would we ever want to totally understand God's ways? Because if you think about it, like I point out to students, if we totally understood God, then we would be God. We would be number one. And the first sin of Adam and Eve is to be like God, to actually be God. How are you going to do that? To be number one. God wants us to learn that God is number one. God is source of all things. God is first and foremost, wonderfully beyond all knowledge. And yet God makes himself known as Father, Son, and Spirit, makes himself known and loved by us.
咁確實呢，我哋係冇辦法以我哋完全靠自己理解嘅方式嚟到理解三位一体，因为神呢係奧秘嘅。正如聖經所講，佢嘅方式唔係我哋嘅方式，佢超乎我哋一切嘅心懷意念。點解我哋要挑選三位一体，好似話 check 咗三個盒三位一体，咁我就明啦，擺埋一齊我已經知啦咁樣呢，然後呢就唔再理佢啦，繼續嘅做我哋自己做嘅事情，就以為自己已經好叻啦，我已經明白曬啦咁樣。但無論如何，點解我哋一定要話我哋係完全去理解明白上帝呢？因為如果我哋真係完全嘅理解上帝，完全明白神嘅所有旨意，咁唔通我哋就係上帝咩？亞當同亞娃嘅第一個罪就係佢哋當咗自己好似上帝咁樣，要成為第一。而事實上上帝先係第一位嘅，係萬物嘅源頭同埋原因，而唔係我哋。神係首先同埋最重要嘅，而且佢奇妙嘅超越一切嘅心懷意念，一切我哋所明白嘅所知晓嘅。而且神以佢嘅灵力同埋佢嘅能力同埋慈爱，等我哋认识并且係去爱佢。
To simply check the box and say, I believe in the Trinity, and then to move on, is also to put God, the maker of all things, in a box. Or to make God kind of small. We can put God in a church box, you know. I could put God in a little box here of the pulpit. Maybe 1 hour on Sunday. But then, nowhere for the rest of the week. God doesn't want this. This is not what God wants. To put God in a box or to ignore God as ruler of all, and God is the source of all strength all of the time for us.
好求其好简单咁样去拣选一个盒或者个方柜，就话我相信三位一体，我 check 咗三样知道㗎啦，三位一体㗎嘛，就将佢摆喺个盒里面，即好似话求其咁摆埋一边就当系明啦就算啦咁样。而将上帝，我哋嘅创造万物嘅上帝，亦都好似放落呢个盒里面咁样。我哋认为我哋可以将礼拜日将上帝放喺教堂嘅一个盒里面，一个钟头里面，然后我哋就可以咧成个星期做乜都得啦，又讲乜都得啦。只要呢个礼拜日嘅呢个钟头里面，我哋将神摆呢个盒里面，我哋自己嘅行为，我哋自己讲嘅说话，都摆埋呢个里面，喺呢个钟头里面。我哋做適合嘅嘢就 OK 㗎喇。咁其實咁樣嘅諗法呢係非常之錯嘅，係有罪嘅，係錯誤嘅，係瘋狂嘅。係因為將神咁樣求其咁樣放喺呢個口裏面，係完全忽視咗忽略咗神作為萬物嘅神統治者，同埋神作為一切力量嘅泉源。
So to put God or the teaching of God in a kind of box or catalog is to ignore God's power.To not always lean on his strength as our life. God is at work, of course, all the time. The Bible makes this known, not just for an hour on Sunday. And God wants us, as the Bible verse says, to acknowledge that He is in control, to lean not on our own understanding, 24/7, powerful, to live and move and find our power in God. God wants us to give God to see His power and wants to give us His power for our daily lives.
将神或者神的教导放在一个盒里面，刚才讲到的，即譬如说我礼拜日我回教堂这个钟头，在这个钟头的规限里面，或者忽略了神对我们生命和我们生命的能力和力量，神是无时无刻都在做工作的，不是只是星期日我们回来教堂的一个钟头，而且不是仅仅星期日我们在这里的时候，神希望我们承认祂是 24/7。 那 24/7 是什么意思呢？是每日24小时，每个礼拜7日，即是说无时无刻都是将神摆在最先的。我们的生活，我们的行动，力量只能够在神的身上找到。神赐给我们日常生活的能力，所以我们明白到理解到神给我们的力量呢，不单只是礼拜日回来这个钟头的教堂的时候，是无时无刻。
The doctrine of the Trinity then is really about the power of God, the power of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for all of our lives. And our second reading today from the book of Acts shows us this power of God. It's from Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament. It's a continuation of the events and the words of last Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit is given in power. Acts chapter 2 records the events of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit given to the disciples, the followers of Jesus.
三位一体的教义呢，是关于神的力量，圣父、圣子和圣灵的力量存在在我们生命里面，并且为我们生命而存在。我们的今天第二段读到的经文向我们展示了上帝的生命的力量的全部的力量。我们所读到的新约使徒行传第二章是上星期日上主日五旬节所发生的事件的话语的延续。使徒行传第二章记载了当时圣灵赐给耶稣的门徒在五旬节的事件。如果大家记得当时圣灵临到在他们身上，等我们可以讲很多不同的话语，大家也都可以明白到大家所讲的不同的言语。
So we focus today on these words of power from Acts chapter 2. It's our second reading, chapter 2, verses 32 through 33, where in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Peter proclaims these words. This Jesus God raised up. We're all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured this out that you yourselves are now hearing and seeing.
在今天我们集中讨论《使徒行传》第二章32至33节，其中使徒彼得靠着圣灵的能力去宣告，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事作见证，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的晓灌下来。
So did you catch those words of power? Peter's sermon on the Trinity. God the Father raises up Jesus, God's Son, from the dead. That's power. Receiving the promise of the Holy Spirit. More power. Poured out the Holy Spirit. Even more power. Where there's the Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit, there is power, power, power.
你听见彼得讲到同埋三位一体中嘅呢个大能嘅说话，又听唔听到呢？天父系神嘅儿，天父神使神嘅儿子耶稣从死里复活，呢个系一个大能，系好大嘅力量，系领受圣灵嘅应许，系更加多嘅力量去浇灌圣灵，亦都有更加多嘅力量。在哪里有圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体，哪里就会有大能、有力量在这里。
There's a Bible verse that says God does not give us a spirit of weakness or of fear, but the spirit of power, of love, of self-control. Power, love, self-control. You know, this power from God is different than the world's power. If we want to act like everyone else, not act like Christians, then we act with no self-control. We only love those we like. We end up just being selfish and angry. But this is not the kind of power of the Trinity, and it's not the Jesus way. Power leads to love and self-control. That's the way of Jesus.
正如圣经所讲, 神赐给我们的不是软弱或者惧怕的灵, 而是能力, 仁爱和节制的灵, 权力, 爱和自我控制。 如果我们好像其他人那样, 行为而不是基督徒的行为的话, 那我们的行为就会是完全没有自制力。 我们只是爱我们自己喜欢的人。 那我们最终就变成自私和愤怒。 这个不是耶稣的方式。 有能力, 有爱和有自制力。 这个只是神, 圣灵给到我们, 耶稣给到我们的方式。
You know, where do we need more of this Trinity power in our lives? Our second reading says there's power here. There's the power of Jesus. God's power raises up Jesus. God's power gives the promise of the Holy Spirit. God's power promises. God's power pours out the Holy Spirit. God's power pours and keeps on giving.
那我们的生活里面哪些地方更加需要三位一体的力量呢? 正如我们圣经所讲, 神的大能使到耶稣复活, 神的力量是提升, 祂的大能赐下圣灵的应许, 神的大能的应许, 神的能力扰冠圣灵, 神的能力是继续持续的, 是赐予给我们。
God the Father raises Jesus, God's Son, from the dead. We do not have a spirit of fear in life. Death is not the end. God's power shows it. Jesus is risen. Through faith in Jesus, there's eternal life by the power of the Spirit. We're not given a spirit of fear, but of power in eternal life. And that means every morning, right, we can rise up or be raised, that we can awake with the power of God's eternal presence in our life.
天父使到神的儿子耶稣基督从死里面复活，所以死亡并不是结束，所以我们都不会害怕去惧怕死这件事情。透过圣灵的力量去相信耶稣，神在耶稣里面给到我们永生的能力。这些意味着每日早晨我们起身的时候，都能够感受到神他永恒临在的这个力量，这个大能。
God's power gives to us the promise of the Holy Spirit. And you know, in a world that doesn't keep its promises, doesn't God keep his promises to us? We can think back in our life to how God has done that. God pours out the Holy Spirit, pours out in abundance for more strength in our lives.
神的大能赐给我们圣灵的应许，在一个这个不守信用承诺的这个世界里面， 上帝的承诺在耶稣里面为我们实现了。神的大能为我们是扰冠圣灵倾倒而出，大量的比喻我们赐给我们，为我们的生活是增添了更加多的力量。
So there's another strange thing and wonderful thing about this power. You know, if we try and find it ourselves, if we try and just work harder, right? Do more, be better. We're never going to get this power of God. It doesn't come this way. The power of God, Father, Son, and Spirit is given to us. It's not made from us. We receive it. It's not from us. It's from God. It's his power. God's power, it says in the Bible, is actually made perfect in our weakness and in our need. And that's why, just like we don't understand the Trinity, we confess it. We confess the doctrine of the Trinity so that we, right, can get that power of God, which is not from ourselves. Not something we understand, but something we receive. God the Father who sends his Son, the Spirit sent by Father and Son for power in all aspects of our lives.
还有一样奇妙的事情就是如果我们以为自己靠自己去做多些做好些就会得到力量的话根本是不可能的我们永远不可能得到神圣灵所给我们这种力量因为这些能力是靠圣父圣子圣灵给我们的不是由我们自己而来的是由神赐给我们的神的大能在我们软弱的时候 需要的时候就显得更加的多更加的强大更加的完全这就是为什么好像我们不理解三位一体一样我们无论如何就算不明白不理解我们都要承认三位一体我们要赞美他我们成为承认三位一体这个教义让我们可以能够接受三位一体这个灵力和这个能力这个大能
Just like we don't understand the Trinity, we confess it though. We sing it, we believe it, we acknowledge it. We let God be God, powerful in our lives. And just so, as the Bible says, we cannot lean on our own understanding or our own strength. Instead, we confess our need to God, our lack of strength, all of it to confess God's power who fills our weakness with his strength.
就好像我们不完全明白三位一体,但我一定要承认他,一定要赞美他,无论我们祈祷的时候,或者我们是唱诗歌的时候,我们都要赞美三位一体,赞美神,赞美圣灵,赞美圣父,圣子和圣灵。 神是成为我们生命的神，正因为这样，我们不是依靠自己的理解或者自己以为自己的能力，相反，我们向神承认我们自己的需要，知道我自己的能力实在不足，一切都是为了等神的大能在我们身上可以得到赐予给我们，以及可以使用出来。
After all, for as Christians, the ultimate confession of the Trinity really is praise. To not understand God, but to praise God, to acknowledge that God, to worship that God who surpasses our understanding. And to understand that the only way we get through each day is somehow because of God's power.
不了解完全理解神，但却赞美超越我们可以理解的神， 并且要明白，我们度过每一日的唯一方法，即是上帝的力量，不是因为我们自己，而且是神在耶稣里面的应许，神从圣灵是倾泻、浇灌、倾倒为我们而出，给到我们的力量。因为当我们软弱的时候，靠着主和他拯救的大能，我们就会变得更加的刚强。
阿门。
阿门。